Hi guys, Mr. Off Waffles here. Today I will be walking you through an in-depth, thoroughly researched, no-nonsense explanation of the entire Dark Aether Zombies storyline. But it's a little different to other story recaps you might have seen before. I wanted to try and make it feel like you were listening to a story around a campfire. Just good vibes, a cup of hot chocolate, and me, your chirpy British friend who won't shut up about zombies. In terms of structure, we'll start off with the original Treyarch universe, but quickly zoom forwards into this new Dark Aether one because it's much more relevant today. That'll bring us into the events of Cold War, which sort of establishes and anchors us to key events in history. And once we've covered all of those, I'll walk you through exactly how Call of Duty Vanguard plugs into that framework. Believe me, we have a lot of ground to cover today. But before we do so, just three quick things here that I need to mention. First, I've added chapter markers to the video so you can watch this in sections if it's too long to get through the whole thing in one sitting. Second, I could have made this video about 4 hours longer, and if you enjoy what I've done here and you do want to see a bigger version in the future, let me know by simply dropping a like or leaving a comment. And finally, credits. I've hired writers, editors, animators, artists, and more for this project, as well as getting support from a lot of folks from my Discord and other community members, and I wanted to say thanks to all of those people for their contributions. I can only hope that all of the time, money, and sleepless nights spent on this will be worth it and you'll all enjoy the video. So, with all of that said, let's start with a trip down memory lane, shall we? Tracing our roots back to when the zombies storyline began. Hope you've got your hot chocolate ready. Enjoy. It began long ago, on the battlefields of the Great War. The world was trapped in a never-ending conflict, and the people of Earth were doomed. The fate of humanity was sealed within an unending cycle, and all were cursed to repeat the same grim fates again and again. Within this never-ending loop, four heroes arose who fought back against the Scourge. At first, they simply perpetuated the conflict, and their resistance cost them deeply. But after countless failed attempts, against all odds, they prevailed, and the cycle was broken. Their final actions secured a better tomorrow, safe from the darkness and corruption that had festered in the world for so long. But, tragically, only two children were given the opportunity to see it. These children, Samantha Maxis and Eddie Richtofen, left their past universe behind and walked together, hand in hand, as the monsters who had tormented them were cast down into deepest darkness, never to trouble them again. It was March 7th, 1944, and World War II was raging on. Deep in a bunker in Marasko, Poland, German scientists who had the area occupied were preparing to activate a particle accelerator in hopes of making discoveries that could help their country win the war. The site, codenamed Project N Station, was being overseen by Dr. Ulrich Vogel, who was personally in charge of the usage of the facility's cyclotron. However, on that day, upon the activation of that cyclotron, the fate of our world was changed forever. Specifically, when the machine was powered on, our world and another world were bridged, creating a large dimensional breach in the center of the cyclotron chamber.
All readings are within acceptable parameters. Looks like we are getting the collisions we expected, and, some interesting patterns are starting to...
What was that?
I do not know. Gauges are redlining. We have to shut down.
My God, what is happening to the air around the collider?
You men, get away from that!
Kurt, cut the power!
I'm trying. Controls are not responding.
Despite their intent to cut the power and shut the collider down and seal those things in the chamber, they were too late and the dimensional breach remained open. Once the dust settled and they had control of the situation once more, they realized the opportunity this presented to them. Various experiments were initiated to try and understand this newfound dimension, as well as the mysterious chemical element that spilled from the breach. At the time, the German scientist called it Exo-Element 1. We now know it to be called Aetherium. Unbeknownst to the scientists at the site, the breach they had opened also had a totally unexpected impact on several ancient artifacts around the globe. Each of these artifacts had previously been tied to a corresponding elder god of great power within the Dark Aether, but without an open bridge to that dimension, the artifacts had remained inactive. Now that the breach was open though, their links were re-established, and it doesn't take much imagination to guess that these empowered objects could do great damage in the wrong hands. We'll circle back to this later, as it's absolutely crucial to understand the nature of those artifacts and the ancient gods, known as Old Ones, that they were all tied to. For now though, we're going to put this part of the conversation on pause, and we're going to return to the breach in Marasco. As World War II drew to a close, the Germans quickly lost the ground they held in Poland and fled the facility, and in the chaos of their escape, the cyclotron was left active. A few unlucky soldiers were left behind to fight against the hordes of undead that spilled from the breach, but eventually they too met their bitter end. As Soviet forces took back Poland, they passed through Marasco, and quickly realized they had to clean up the mess the Germans had left behind. One man was fatefully selected to shut down the collider and close the breach, and as he stepped into the facility to complete his mission, the Soviet army welded the door shut behind him, ensuring nothing more could escape its cursed halls. These secrets, however, would not remain buried. In November of 1984, dimensional breaches began to appear across the globe that shared strong similarities with the one that had been created at Marasco during the war. In response to these breaches, the CIA formed the Department of Requiem to try and better understand the situation and deal with any threat that it might pose. A director was appointed to lead the organization, having been transferred from another high-ranking position in a different branch of the CIA, and he, in turn, handpicked Gregory Weaver to assemble a strike team of field operatives. Weaver owed the CIA a favor after his escapades with Alex Mason, so he was thrilled to be given an opportunity to clear his name and show that he meant business. Not long after Requiem's formation, they received field intelligence which led them directly to that old Project End Station site in Poland. The site seemed like it may indeed be the source of all of these new dimensional breaches occurring worldwide, and this intel was sent by none other than Samantha Maxis, now much older and wiser than the child she had been a few decades prior. Weaver's strike team landed at the abandoned test facility in Marasco and began their investigations. They soon discovered that the Soviet equivalent of Requiem, called Omega Group, had recently been on site and reactivated the facility's cyclotron. With lists of names of supposed Omega volunteers scrawled on chalkboards inside the building, and many bodies strewn across those very same halls, it became clear that Omega's mission had not been without conflict and casualties. Descending underground into the bunker to restore facility power, Strike Team came across a distress signal recorded on an elaborate computer system inside. They attempted to respond, and in doing so, made their first contact with an inhabitant of the Dark Aether. The man was trying to call for help, but could only communicate through text, and as his identity was unknown, for now, we will simply refer to this mysterious character as the Stranger. Once Strike Team had activated facility power once more, they were much better equipped to assess the situation around them. They realized that the large cyclotron in front of them was still active, and this was likely the cause of all those dimensional breaches that had appeared worldwide.
It's our lucky day, Strike Team. We have new orders from the Director. We are to shut down the dimensional breach in an effort to contain the spread.
The Strike Team found various strange energy signatures around the site that they called Dark Aether Anomalies, and they used them to see visions of the past across the station. In doing so, they stumbled on the key to shutting the cyclotron down. A computer was still on